Israel Defense Forces launched airstrikes targeting Hamas and Hezbollah militants in Gaza and Lebanon on Saturday morning, resulting in dozens of casualties.
With Israel's conflicts against Hamas and Hezbollah persisting in Gaza and Lebanon, Qatari officials have announced they will no longer mediate a ceasefire for Hamas, NBC News reported. Both CNN and Fox News cited unnamed U.S. officials confirming this shift. IDF airstrikes across much of Gaza began at dawn on Saturday, leaving at least 40 people dead, Al Jazeera reported. Benjamin Wright reporting.
At least 26 people lost their lives and 62 others were injured when an explosion struck the busy Quetta railway station in southwestern Pakistan on Saturday morning.
Around 100 people were present near the blast site as a train was set to depart for Peshawar at 8:45 a.m., according to international news outlets. There was a lot of chaos. People were running back and forth, a witness stated. People were lying martyred, some missing legs, arms or hands, Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Five individuals are dead, including the suspected shooter, in a suspected murder-suicide involving family members in Duluth, authorities confirmed.
The victims included the wife, ex-wife, and two sons of 46-year-old Anthony Nephew, who was found deceased from an apparent suicide, Duluth Police Chief Mike Sanoa stated. Police utilized a drone to access the home where they discovered the bodies of Catherine and Oliver Nephew, along with the suspected shooter, the chief reported. An investigation remains underway, police said. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Five people were stabbed in Seattle, marking the latest in a series of stabbings in the same area over 2 days, according to police.
A suspect was detained following Friday's stabbing spree, which appeared to be random, Seattle Police Deputy Chief Eric Barden announced at a press conference. The suspect, whose identity has not been released, is believed to be connected to several recent stabbing incidents, police indicated. Liam White reporting.
A 31-year-old American tourist in Hungary, who had been reported missing for several days, was found dead, and authorities have arrested a suspect in connection with her murder, officials said on Friday.
Mackenzie Kenzie Mikalski, a nurse practitioner, was last in contact with friends early Tuesday while visiting Budapest, prompting a search effort. Police said she vanished from a nightclub on Tuesday, and during the investigation, authorities identified a man she was seen with at multiple clubs, Budapest police reported. Kyle Norris reporting.
Harvey Weinstein returned to the hospital on Friday for treatment related to a cancer diagnosis and is preparing to sue New York City over his medical care.
Weinstein, who faces a 2025 trial on sexual assault charges, remains in custody while receiving treatment for bone cancer. We won't discuss Mr. Weinstein's medical specifics, but we are appalled by the ongoing medical negligence exhibited by NYC Health and Hospitals in Bellevue, Weinstein's representative said. This is not the fault of Rikers or Bellevue's doctors, whom Mr. Weinstein respects deeply, Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.